said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
Most of the time.
Amen.
It's a love without end. Good morning, y'all. Rosie on the house. It's a Father's Day edition. Always a fun one for me. We're here in studio as we have been every Saturday for the last 29 years. It's a Saturday morning tradition, and it's because of you, the Arizona listeners, that take the time to set the alarm, wake up, and join us each and every week. Jennifer's here in studio, as she always is, my sweet wife of 39 years. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
And Romy, my oldest son, is here in studio. Morning, bud. Big papa yourself.
Likewise. Happy Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one, but we'll make it. And then we've got Mike Reesh in the broadcast studio, making sure all the signals hit the right satellites. And then we've got Bree Marshall, the KTAR broadcast engineer, in the big main control room. So we're all here together as a team to welcome you into this Father's Day weekend. And Romy, you've kind of, Mom and I, sweet Jennifer and I, have kind of been on the road this week, and you have put together a packed show today. How many things are you giving away in today's show?
We have six giveaways today.
Listen to these that he's put together.
We'll do, so obviously more than 1 hour. And generally speaking, we don't start giveaways until 8 o'clock when all of our radio station affiliates pick us up, so all of our listeners have the opportunity to win. But we have so much today, I don't want to just turn the rest of the broadcast into
a giveaway.
But we have five gift baskets. All the gift baskets have Hex Armor gloves and Hex Armor safety glasses. Of those five, two of them have a pair of tickets to Diamondbacks games. The other three have a grill bot in them.
Woohoo!
That's the robot you put in your barbecue that cleans your barbecue in between cooking sessions.
Correct.
And the reports we've gotten, because they've been participating with the show for a couple years now, and we've been giving them out as presents, and we've tested them ourselves. I think everyone is generally surprised how clean it really gets your barbecue. We've only had one disaster. It was the individual that didn't realize he needed to put the lid back on the barbecue.
Traveled across the yard.
The cat knocked it off.
Yeah.
So we've got three grill bots.
Correct.
Okay.
But there's five giveaways.
Yes.
So of those five baskets, they all have gloves and glasses. Three of the baskets have grill bots. Two of the baskets have Diamondback tickets. And then
the grand finale.
We have a pressure washer, the new Briggs & Stratton Electric 2,000 PSI.
Who wouldn't want that?
Steel construction at 200 PSI.
10-20 break. And we'll actually be interviewing the Briggs & Stratton. It's an interview we recorded at the National Hardware Show earlier in May. So we're excited. Lots going on. Lots to give away.
Well, we'll have a lot of fun today. Jennifer and I had a lot of fun. We've just returned from Tucson. We were at the El Conquistador Resort for the State Historic Preservation Conference, where history geeks and archaeologists and architects and contractors all get together, and we just educate ourselves about the great history here in Arizona. And we had a personal tour of the Steam Pump Ranch. I've passed that ranch on Oracle Road, I know, a million times over the last 50 years. And it kept getting more weed infested and more junk got parked on the front. And it's right along Oracle Road, so you can't miss it. I never knew what it was, but my heart always ached every time I went by. I thought, oh, if those buildings could just talk, if those buildings could just talk. Well, we had a personal tour by Oro Valley Preservation Society docent, and that is the original ranch bought in 1874 by two German immigrants, George Pusch, who, of course, is Pusch Ridge of the Catalinas is named after. His ranch is right at the base of Pusch Ridge. He and Johann Zellweger bought the ranch together, and at one time they controlled everything from basically Ina Road all the way up to Mammoth and Kearney. So they had a huge spread.
Romy, the great-granddaughter, gave us our tour.
Oh, how cool.
It was awesome. Really cool.
Does she own the property now?
No, the city of the town of Oro Valley bought it about 7 years ago, and they just went in there and they started cleaning it up. It's all adobe. They've built what they call a ghost structure over the top of the old pump house where the blacksmith worked. And it was a steam pump just off Cañada del Oro Wash. And the water table was very shallow. It was so shallow that when they got there, he hand dug the well.
Water tables changed a little bit since then.
But it was a great,
that's cool,
great study. Now, what y'all need to know, if y'all want to see it, it's open the second Saturday of every month. They have a farmer's market there. It's on Oracle Road. I don't know. I would say 4 or 5 miles, 3 miles north of El Conquistador. We're just a couple
just
minutes.
Just a couple minutes.
Yeah. So a history point that has been opened up to the public, and they are in – you can't get into any of the buildings because they're all in such a state of disrepair. But that, how about that garden?
They
how
also
about the
have
Heritage
Roman
Garden?
A mission garden, all the heirloom plants, and then they also have a pit house. So they kind of given they have a little education on what went on even before the ranch.
Yeah.
And this is all against the Catalinas.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's beautiful. Absolutely.
How cool would that have been to look over that valley without seeing
anything.
Structure.
Nothing.
Just
no
cities,
that
no
big
buildings,
mountain right in
just,
front of you.
Just the heads of your thousands of cows.
I mean that.
And sheep. You had a lot of sheep.
Mountain by itself, that whole range is mm-hmm. so majestic. Just imagine what it'd been like with
nothing.
Nothing.
You had
Silence.
It all yeah. to yourself. So,
what year would this have been?
He bought it in 1874. It was already a ranch.
Okay.
But he bought it and turned it into the steam pump ranch. It was the PZ brand for Pusch and Zellweger. PZ brand.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they had, how do you think you pronounce the name of that bookstore? Is it Guidon?
Guidon? No, I don't think
it's... I want to put the Cajun inflection on
it. I know it's not a Cajun
Guidon?
Name.
Guidon Books.
There you go.
Shelley owns the bookstore. It was located in downtown Scottsdale for years. Her dad owned it. I probably half my library came from this bookstore. And the building was sold, and I kind of lost them. Well, she's relocated.
Romy, it's a half mile from the house.
I can walk there. So I'm going to have to open another credit card that Jennifer doesn't know about and just give it to Shelley. And I walked in the bookstore, and she had it all on display. And she says, anything in particular you're interested in? I said, yeah, I'd like to take one of each. I want all of them.
And it was a lot of one of a kind.
There was some great stuff. So I came home with The Unwashed Crowd. And that's the Stockman and Ranches of Sulphur Springs Valley. I came home with one. I think the first one I'm going to start reading is The Franciscan Frontiersman. Four Spanish Franciscans that changed the course of Southwest history. Cities of Gold sounds like a good one you'd like to read. It's a modern-day horseback journey tracing the steps of Coronado, 1,000-mile horseback ride. So there's many places of the trail you and I have ridden. So now you can go back and you can equate specific areas geographically in Arizona that Coronado actually traversed ahead of you. And then there's Tales of My Southwest by Ben Williams Jr. So Jennifer says, now what four books are you going to give away? I said, I'm buying another bookcase and putting it in the guest bedroom. So the Touche for a great job, Arizona Historic Preservation Conference down at El Conquistador Resort. Had never stayed there before.
Very nice.
I would definitely stay there again.
Mm-hmm.
I would want a room on the far southwest corner next time that just viewed right up Pusch Ridge.
We had a nice private room, but it would be nice to see that view. Yeah. Hey, can we introduce our guest now?
You have brought us a special guest.
I have.
To celebrate Father's Day.
I have. I would like to introduce you to Matt Fritz Miller. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm great. I'm glad to be on the show.
Good. So Matt and I have had kind of a long relationship as from the call screener station. We have a lot of callers who like to call in and know that they can get help and, you know, they kind of know the secret that if you call in on Saturday morning, you're going to get an answer pretty quick. So Matt would call, and you've been calling for how many years, Matt?
Boy, it's been 10-plus years that I've been calling in.
And you're a big DIYer.
I am. I really enjoy working on the house, working on the yard, and you guys have been a great help numerous times.
Well, something I found out about you, I think recently, you sent me maybe a link, but you've started a blog, and it's called The Renaissance Dad. And you share about your DIY adventures and your life as a dad. And in your career world, you're actually an educator. Where are you now?
Correct. So I'm a director of academic programs, a school administrator at Basis Chandler.
What a great vocation. So in looking at these blogs, I thought, hey, we have a lot to talk about Father's Day. You know, Rosie loves being with his kids. Romy loves being with his kids. You guys are just all good dads. So I thought we'd just kind of maybe use the blogs to kind of tell some dad stories. And some of my favorite ones, we each picked our favorites, and they weren't the same. But they were all kind of same themed and DIY stuff. Rosie, you always included the kids no matter what you were doing. You would just say.
It almost got the kids into Child Protective Services.
With saws on the back porch and, you know.
We had a meter reader come in to read the APS meter. Romy and his brother William were building a project, and they had a miter box. We were
helping you install the cedar in the hall closet.
Is that what it was?
I think
okay.
so.
And the blade, protective blade cover was broken. And so I had them running the saw, and the guy comes walking around the corner, and he about that. I know. What were y'all? You were 8 years old, 7 years old?
Yeah, maybe.
So, yeah, we always included the kids in projects. Rightly or wrongly.
You know, you're not the only one that put their kid in danger.
Okay, good.
You made it through.
I made it through. But it didn't dawn on me until I was in college. You know what my chore was on the farm? And keep in mind, we moved from the farm to town when I was six. My chore was to burn the garbage.
Yes.
I literally remember bringing lighter fluid and matches, and I was five. I look at a five-year-old now, that's Joanna's kids. And I'm like, they gave me lighter fluid and a match, and I went out to the pit and threw it in there and started.
Kids rise to the task, don't they? Well, we're going to come back, and we have just a great lineup of things to talk about being a dad and encouraging you in your walk as a dad, too.